you're younger, and when a girl was getting ready to go to a party, she'd spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, and they'd say she was.
She's sprucing up.
Sprucing up. And then they'd say the boy would be doing, or guy would be doing what? He'd be putting a lot of stuff on his.
Well,
yeah, grooming himself.
Yeah, slicking.
Getting slicked up. Slicked up, ready to go.
Slicked up, slicked down, rigged up, that sort of thing.
Getting all slicked up. What are you going to do with this conversation?
Yeah, what would you straighten your hair with? You had a
comb?
Or a
brush?
You get a brush and you...
Yeah, but that brush just getting popular now. We always had combs then. They got the brush and comb. We didn't years ago.
Now your father, would he have something to keep things, his razor sharp on?
Yeah, razor strap.
Mm-hmm. You ever used to use it on you?
No. Use his belt.
He'd give you a...
Not too much time.
Say he'd give you a what?
A whipping.
Whipping?
Occasionally, not too often.
We never gave him the reason to give it to us. We knew it would hurt.
When a boy was being bad, they say, I bet. When a boy got a whipping, somebody would say, I bet you did something you
wasn't supposed to do.
Okay. You all. You must have done something you all.
You ought not to do it.
Okay. Well, back in the old days, did folks shave much, or did folks have some
beards?
Yeah.
Not too much. Yeah.
A little bit.
They'd shave about once a week. Some of them.
Yeah.
It's a different class of people. That's going back to your different classes.
Yeah. You mentioned a razor strap. What about the things you'd have to keep a knife sharp?
Wet rock.
Wet rock, and the ones that would go around. Ever see them? Keep an axe sharp on them?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Grind?
Grind rock. We call them a grind rock. A grinder. You mean the one you try with your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Did your father do some carpentry work around here? Or?
He never have.
You have?
Oh, yes, sir. I did plenty of them.
What about the sort of things that you'd have to set your saws on?
Saw blades.
You might put a piece of wood on these things to hold it while you were sawing it or something like that. Have those X-shaped frames or A-shaped frames things?
Trowel?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those things, horses?
A
sawhorse? Yeah, have them.
Yeah.
What about those X-shaped ones? You know, you might put a piece of wood in it like that when you're sawing it. Was that a sawhorse?
Sawhorse. For cross-cut saws, you mean saw wood. When you cross stuff, I guess you'd have two of them. Then you'd put saw logs in, they put logs, and then they'd saw them off with a cross cut. Then they split them.
You do carpentry work of that sort around here sometimes?
A little bit.
He does a whole lot. You
probably
built this house.
No, I didn't.
It's this beautifully designed house. He designed it. It's certainly well done.
Well, he did. Really did, because it started out.